We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police say witnesses have described a person involved in a series of armed robberies as a young child.
Police report armed robberies and carjackings that have occurred in a widely scattered area from Bucktown to the South Loop to the city's southwest side, and one suspect may be as young as 8 years old. The boy was with an adult in one of the cases, according to police, on the 2100 block of West Shakespeare. In each case, police say the suspects have been using a stolen black Ford Escape Titanium. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.
The parent companies of Northside Nursing Home are being sued for allegedly turning a blind eye to an alleged theft from one of its residents.
The resident is Grace Watanabe. She's 98 years old, and there are already a couple of people criminally accused of stealing more than $700,000 from her while she lived at Symphony Residences in Lincoln Park. Now, according to the Sun-Times, the Cook County Public Guardian is alleging Symphony and its managers knew Watanabe was being ripped off but did not call police. Symphony disputes that. The Public Guardian even alleges a Symphony Residence's manager tried to keep county social workers from moving Watanabe to another nursing home, but only relented after being threatened with a call to police. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
With less than a month to go before recreational marijuana becomes legal here in Illinois, Chicagoans sounded off last night at the first of two city public meetings.
While most people attending the meeting supported recreational use of marijuana, Isaac Lewis of the West Side worries about people abusing it.
It gets people high. That just opens the door wider for abuse. People driving, people operating machinery, and those types of things.
Others said they were worried that too few of the marijuana dispensaries in Chicago would be owned by minorities, while some expressed concerns about how police will enforce restrictions on the use of marijuana in public places where it's banned. City representatives at the meeting made assurances that equity in ownership and training of police officers on the new law are being addressed. At Malcolm X College, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Salvation Army says financial donations go a long way towards helping poor families put food on the table and experience the joys of the holiday season.
Captain Rich Forney, part of the Salvation Army Aurora Corps Community Leadership, says holiday cash donations are the lifeline for families struggling to make ends meet.
We had a father come in while we were doing youth programs one night, and everything else was closed down. He had his little toddler with him, and he came in and he said, "I can't go home. I have no food." And he said, "Can you, is there any way you can get me some food?" So, of course, we opened up the food pantry. We're able to get him a bag of groceries, and he's just in tears, knowing that this father could not see himself going home without empty-handed.
Captain Forney says one of the most beautiful things about the Salvation Army is
when something happens, your local Salvation Army is there to help. When you don't need the help, it's a place where you can offer help to those who do.
Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
We've dedicated our Good Neighbor Radiothon to raise money for the Salvation Army. You can make a donation by calling 844-361-8400 or online at wbbmnewsradio.com/donate.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.